We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I find this so astonishingly.
What would that be?
We have this leaked Department of Homeland Security video, a memo.
Right.
Dated May 13th, okay? In which they're talking about that they expect violence from pro-abortion folks. It was leaked, okay? So it wasn't supposed to get out there.
Right, okay.
So this goes back to May 13th, which means the whole time they're out there with their set of talking points, talking about, endlessly how the right is a danger, the right is violent, the right is blah, 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 as they always do, they know it's actually them, including threats to murder justices. And they had no plans of ever telling any of us any of this. They're out there, basically their talking points that they're spewing, oh, the right's violent, the right's violent, the right's violent. The talking points that they're spewing are the opposite of what their own internal memos say. And we only know that because one of them leaked. And knowing this, that these groups, people, are thinking about planning, they believe there could be their analysts, their intelligence analysts, the Department of Homeland Security, believe the governors of Maryland and Virginia and the attorneys general of Maryland and Virginia begging the Justice Department to stop these protests in front of Supreme Court Justices Holmes. They did nothing.
Which is already against federal ordinance.
Nothing. That's what they're saying to do. And Jason Miaris explained this perfectly. He said, look, I'm a prosecutor. I would love to prosecute these people outside these justices' homes, but I can't because the law that forbids them to demonstrate there is federal. I can't. I'm a state prosecutor. The federal government has to do it. Yeah. And so he's begging them. Send somebody out here. Send one of your federal police forces out here. Pick one. Might be the FBI. That's who the Department of Justice would send. Make a strong statement. Say that you're going to arrest these people if they don't stop. They're breaking the law. And now we know the whole time the Department of Justice has known they teeter on the edge of violence. And they let them break the law in front of these Supreme Court justices' houses. So who has to go into hiding? The Supreme Court justices. I mean, I can't think of anything more intimidating. These Supreme Court justices have been chased from their homes, especially Alito, who had to go in a hide. He can't use his own home because these goons have taken over the streets in front of his house. He can't go there. And they're breaking the law. He's done nothing wrong. And now we find out the whole time the Department of Homeland Security has known that these protests at any moment could turn violent.
But it is Republicans who are trying to politicize the Supreme Court.
Right. And they know they could turn violent. And so what do? They just let these crowds, these mobs, push Alito out of his own house in violation of law and do nothing and say nothing. They do nothing. And finally, after this memo leaked, Merrick Garland's forced to make a small, statement. Well, we condemn blah, blah. Okay, yeah, right. I'm not impressed. But what are you doing? Nothing. Letting them break the law. I mean, this is allowing a hostage situation. I mean, what are they going to take it to the next step? Because this is what they're doing. Oh, somebody goes in and takes Alito hostage. Well, we don't like Alito, so we'll just leave him there with the hostage. Take her, the kidnapper. It's the equivalent. This is a kidnapping. If you have to go into hiding, that's not peaceful protest.
No.
That's not. It's not even close. And again, the law is very, very clear. It says protesting and picketing in front of their houses. Residences is the word it uses. So it's not, it's not cloudy, it's not confusing, this is not a free speech issue, and they play every game in the book with this, too. The Democrats who don't want to condemn this obvious lawbreaking, and some of whom, like Jen Psaki on Joe Biden's behalf, are encouraging it. And they'll say, well, you know, there were just some protesters at Nancy Pelosi's house. Well, you know what? That's fine. Because that law doesn't apply to Congress people. So, and, you know, when Fox News was doing this, they were pointing out, and they were doing the story, they said, yeah, there's been protesters in front of Pelosi's house. They're left-wingers, by the way, who were protesting Pelosi.
Yeah.
But they had, I forget the guy on. He's a former Republican Congress member. I'm seeing his face, but I can't remember his name on Fox. But he was saying, listen, I had protesters at my house regularly. And he's like, I didn't really enjoy it. They were always screaming and yelling. But he said, look, that's not illegal. But that, as long as they, you know, stay in the public street, they can't come in my yard. That's not illegal. But protesting in front of a Supreme Court justice's house, a federal judge's house, or members of the jury is illegal. You can't do it. And they let them. And now we know the whole time they knew they were prone to violence and they did nothing. And folks, that's your law enforcement agencies in these, this country.
But of course, it's a violent white supremacists that are a threat to our democracy.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Look, it's violent left-wing white supremacists. We don't have that right wing attack they keep talking about. That guy was an absolute left winger.
Which, of course, you're referring to the Buffalo shooter.
Yeah, you know what? By the way, I read his manifesto.
You have my sympathies.
I know. I read every one. I read the El Paso manifesto, beginning to end.
Yeah, yeah.
Every word of it, and I was shocked. It said the opposite of what the media told you.
Of course.
Disavowed Trump. Not only did he make it clear, painstakingly clear, that he wasn't a right winger, he flat out said, "Yeah, you know, the system of government I would create would look roughly like China." Oh, you mean you're a communist? Yeah, pretty much. It's not a right-winger. He disavowed Trump. He didn't want Trump getting credit for anything that he did in El Paso. He was shooting Hispanic people. And he even flat out said, I think guns should be illegal, and the only way to get them that way is to go shoot people with guns. So they'll take them away, and we can finally have a revolution in America. And he thought the communists would win the revolution.
It's like saying you think the speed limit's too high, so you'll go out there and break the speed limit.
Right. Now, okay, these people are nuts, right? These shooters are always, I mean, their manifestos, the way their brain patterns work are very similar. It's funny, you read them and you start to think, like, you could just almost see it's a similar psychology just by the way the writing is. It's it's off kilter in a similar way, right? But this guy is the same. So that El Paso shooter, they spun him as a right winger. He was not. He was an absolute leftist. This guy is a leftist,
yep,
too.
Absolutely.
This Buffalo shooter. So, and they have done their best to get ahead of that problem.
But, of course, when Joe Biden went to Buffalo and danced around the issue, it was interesting because it was obviously he was staying on script. He was staying on the teleprompter because it was interesting the way that he kept phrasing this about this danger to this country. And he was very careful about the way that they talked about it. But he made the implication that he's talking about, you know, all these folks from January 6th or Trump supporters or these MAGA folks. And, you know, he was making that implication, but he was relatively careful about how they phrase that.
To me, if law enforcement continues to allow personal attacks on judges, you are aiding and abetting the crime and you support the criminals. And in case the criminals had any doubt that the left was all for them breaking the law, I mean, when you have Circle Back Psaki coming out on Joe Biden's behalf, because she very clearly said it, and saying, look, we support the protests outside the homes. She doesn't add the silent part, even though they're illegal. Well, right. There you go. They're telling you, go do it. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to prosecute
you.
That is what the message is.
That's just like what the DA in L.A. is doing. Gascon.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to prosecute you for certain crimes, so guess what's going to happen?
You got free rein to do it. And now they're blocking the streets around these justices' homes. So, I mean, that to me is insurrection. They can't get to their homes?
They are public roads. And I'm not saying that in defense of the protesters. Right. I'm talking about the taxpayers who paid for the darn roads who can't use them.
Right, because these people are breaking the law.
Right.
They should have been arrested
exactly.
3 days ago.
Well, yeah.
And you know what? The sad part is, though, Lee, you and I would be arrested. We'd all be arrested if we went to the show. Can you imagine if we went to Sotomayor's home and it screamed in front of it? Oh, never ending. And they'd call us racist.
Yeah. We'd be getting a fitting for the custom silver bracelets.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no. Are you kidding me? No, we'd get the full January 6th treatment. We would be 18 months in solitary confinement without possibility of bond. Just like the January 6th protesters. That's where we would be. This would never, ever be permitted to go on in front of a liberal Supreme Court justice's home. This means, basically our federal agencies are hopelessly compromised, absolutely hopelessly compromised. And I think that's this is exactly what Clarence Thomas was talking about when he said our institutions are crumbling. I mean, think about it. He and Alito are friends. He's already seen Alito go into hiding. They're already in front of his and Clarence Thomas's house. Think how that would feel, how scary that is. Here's what he said again last week.
I think we are in danger of destroying the institutions that are required for a free society. You can't have a civil society, a free society, without a stable legal system. You can't have one without stability in things like property or interpretation and impartial judiciary. And I've been in this business long enough to know just how fragile it is. And the institution that I'm a part of, if someone said that one line of one opinion would be leaked by anyone, and you would say, that's impossible.
Yeah, he's just in shock. And he's also talking about, our justice system has completely failed to protect these Supreme Court justices.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here we go. Headline, New York Post. You knew this was coming. Actually did a podcast warning about this not too long ago. Biden's road, headline, New York Post. Biden's road to record high gas prices may soon lead to rationing. We've had Bloomberg warning about that. Katsimatidis, who owns, John Katsimatidis, the billionaire who owns multiple refineries, has been warning about this. Freight Waves, it's a freight logistics publication warning about this. It's been going on for about a week. And the International Energy Agency's warned about this. They said this is coming. If we did the Russian sanctions, this is what we get. And you know what we're going to do to prepare? Absolutely nothing. We're going to do nothing of any kind. Folks, you want to know what's bizarre? You want to know how what bizarre looks like? This is bizarre. Our agricultural department, the federal government, just came out with a jaw-dropping statement. Headline, U.S. Department of Agriculture says China has 69% of world grain reserves in warehouses. 69%. You know what that's going to do to energy prices? I mean, food prices? That's going to be epic. 69% of world grain reserves in their warehouses. Yeah, because they have competent leadership. I mean, their leadership regularly kills them, and they at least make sure they're going to be able to eat. We can't even get that from ours. You know what's so shocking about this? That this has just been announced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Again, I've been telling you about it since November. How did I figure it out? Oh, the part where China and Russia together announced that they were withholding grain from the world? That was a clue. It was a pretty big clue that we were going to go into food shortages. And they didn't do anything. And they didn't say anything. They just kept right on going on, just like they were. That's amazing. Dan Bishop, who's a congressman and an old friend of mine from Charlotte, a good guy, is on the on Fox News right now talking about, wow, when we lift Title 42, do you know what Biden's planning to do on the day that Title 42 is lifted? He's going to be outside the country. He's not going to be here. I'd flee the country too. Are you kidding me? UK Daily Mail yesterday said, no, 2 days ago, reported, they have recalibrated the number they expect to come over the border every month. Now, they were saying 500,000 before, but now they think that's low. They're thinking more like 680,000 a month or so. 8.4 to 8.8 million a year once this is lifted. Think about that a minute. 8.4 to 8.8 million a year. A year. So, you know, that 107,000 people have died of fentanyl overdoses. That's just a drop in a bucket compared to what is coming. And it's going to be very sad because people don't understand fentanyl. They don't understand how it works. Parents think, well, my son is fine. My daughter's fine. They don't do heroin. They won't get that nasty fentanyl. No, 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 no. It's in everything. Adderall coming over the border. Valium coming over the border. I mean, any kind of over-the-counter pill. Oxycontin coming over the border. All of it. Yeah. One of them's fine. The other 20 pills are fine. The 21st is deadly. It's a murder weapon. And parents are going upstairs to wake their 12-year-olds for school, and they're dead. That's happening all over the country, and parents don't understand. Because they hear, oh, wow, the kid down the street died of an overdose. I didn't know that child was into heavy drugs. That's so sad. Their parents must have done a bad job raising them. No, they didn't. They did exactly what you're doing. They didn't understand fentanyl. They didn't understand it's a weapon. It's a murder weapon brought in by the Chinese on purpose. And they poison a certain number of the pills. It's like Skittles. Get the wrong Skittle, you're dead. Kids are handing them out in school. Five of the kids who took them are fine. The other one's dead. Why? Because five of the pills didn't have it. One of them did. That's why so many people are dying. These are not traditional drug overdoses, although people who use drugs are dying too. This is not, wow, you know, if I just stay away from meth, I'll be fine. Nope, it's not like that. It's dangerous. And nobody cares. This is where we are. Nobody cares. Meanwhile, this congressmember, his name's Dan Muser. He has filed a bill to force the Democrats to at least warn governors, congressmembers, mayors when they're dumping thousands of illegals on flights. Because listen to this. This is how sick this is. A lot of them are kids. And do you know what they're doing? They come in, they have an address written on their arm or a phone number for whoever they're supposed to join up with in the U.S. We don't know if it's their sex trafficker, their pimp, their cartel boss. We don't know. Selling little girls, maybe. Who knows? So they come into the country, they've got either an address or a phone number. They show it to Department of Homeland Security, and you know what that guy's got to do? The Border Patrol agent, call that contact, drop the kid off. And you, the taxpayer, you pay for the delivery. Listen to this. They still don't have the number on the adult flights for how many they're flying into the country of adults from the border. But they do have the number from kids. It's 350 million so far. That's just kids through HHS. And folks, we don't even know who we're dropping these kids off with.
A lot. I mean, our numbers are in the neighborhood of 300.
Oh, and the question here on Fox was like, how much are taxpayers paying for these secret flights, the ones that come in the middle of the night?
A lot. I mean, our numbers are in the neighborhood of $350 million, and I'm sure that that's low. And that's just for the HHS flights. See, HHS takes over for the minors. It's not Department of Homeland Security. So our numbers show it's about $350 million of taxpayer money for the flights that take place and for these shuttle buses. It's just absurd.
Yeah. Texter writes here, I keep telling my 21-year-old twin boys what you're saying about fentanyl. They think I'm exaggerating. Do you have a link to this info? Yes. You can click on the video section of my Facebook page, and I put up a video with a lot of great points on this. And it's a mix. It's people, you know, some people legit have a drug addiction. They got the fentanyl-laced ones. But it's other kids who just went on Instagram and paid the money with the parents' credit card for the dealer to drop it off in the mailbox. And they thought they were getting Adderall for, you know, to study for exams. Bam, dead. I mean, I honestly wouldn't touch any of it. I wouldn't touch a thing. It's too dangerous. God knows what's coming over that border.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I got to tell you what, folks, this Sussman trial is un-freaking-leavable. I mean, it's unbelievable he's actually being tried. I mean, he's a Democrat. He's an attorney for both. Keep this in mind, not just Hillary, but also the Democrat National Committee, okay? So we now know definitively, this is the shock part of it. We now know definitively that within 24 hours of receiving the first documents in the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, that the FBI knew it was fake. How do we know that? Well, had an FBI agent testify to this under oath. Yeah, we got it. It was said. We looked through it. We knew it was fake. We knew it was from Hillary. So Russia collusion was not only not real. My trolls listening right now, your party made it up to hose you with. They didn't hose us with it. I didn't fall for it. I don't take it personally. You should, though. Do you know how much contempt you have for your own followers to make up a thing like this? To terrify them for 3 years with the idea? I mean, you folks on the left, I remember, you thought you were living through a coup. I mean, you were walking around in absolute terror, and you should have been. You had the heads of our intel agencies telling you that the guy who was the president was controlled by a foreign country and that this country had been taken over in a coup. I mean, it's kind of hysterical now, but it didn't happen. So the FBI's understand, the agents are testifying. Yeah, we knew it was fake. We knew the Russia collusion documents were fake within 24 hours. Okay, that is so loaded. I could do a four-hour show on that, all the angles of that. Because think what this means. In this trial, we've only just covered the whole trial. The reason Sussman's on trial is because it's illegal to lie to the FBI. But it's not illegal for them to lie to you, which they do every day. To help the Democrats, not to improve Homeland Security. So the trial is of Sussman because he broke the law, so she can't lie to the FBI, okay? Do you know what Sussman's defense is? This is hysterical. Oh, yeah, no, we totally made up the Russia collusion hoax and we brought it to the FBI, but they knew I was Hillary's attorney. They knew I was an attorney for the DNC, which is the Democrat National Committee. It's the leadership group. Basically, they're the leaders of the Democrat Party. Yeah, FBI, man, the FBI's giving me a raw deal. Look, all I did was bring them the fake Russia collusion hoax and hose them with it. They knew I was Hillary's Lord attorney. They knew I was the DNC's attorney. Shoot, you looked that up on a DNC website. That is literally the argument they're having in court, and that is literally Sussman's defense. And here's the weird thing. I believe him. They're the FBI. Of course they knew Sussman was Hillary's attorney. They weren't like, duh. Oh, let's go investigate this Russia collusion. This sounds interesting. Let's not ask any questions about where these documents came from. And folks, the documents that purported to show, the one Sussman gave them, that Trump had been colluding with Putin, had been communicating with Putin via Alpha Bank, via their servers, they knew within 24 hours that they had done an analysis of the information that it was fake. So they're arguing back and forth. Sussman saying, no, 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 you won't pin this on me. I didn't tell him I was Hillary's attorney. I didn't tell him I was the DNC's attorney, but I didn't have to. They knew. So I didn't mention it. She can't get me for lying because I didn't lie. He's saying, no, I never specifically said, hey, I'm not working for Hillary. That's his defense. But the funny part is he admits it was a lie. Both sides agree. Hey, yeah, he made up the Russia collusion. Now, here's what's amazing about this. The Sussman is on trial and not the FBI agents who are testifying. Because here's the thing. They're like, yeah, we knew it was fake within 24 hours. Bombshell. You knew it was fake within 24 hours. But yet you repurposed the information, gave it to the FISA court, signed under oath, under penalty of perjury, that you believed it to be true. The leadership did that. And used it to get a warrant to spy on Trump. And remember, it was a three-jump warrant, as Trey Gowdy has explained, which meant that they could essentially spy on the entire Republican Party because three jumps is big. So it's like, first person, say Carter Page, and then whoever Carter Page has ever spoken to or emailed in his entire life, and then whoever they've ever worked with, spoken to, or emailed in their entire life. That's the whole Republican Party by the time you're done. So they knew on day one the Russia collusion hoax was fake. And yet they took the information, they took the evidence to the court, lied to them under oath. They should go to prison for that. The DOJ signed. Did the FBI lie to them? They lied to the FISA court. That's a crime. That's the FBI's crime. Let's keep going. This means the whole time that we were living through the Mueller investigation, the FBI knew, because remember, Mueller's former head of the FBI, they knew the whole thing was fake. They did it anyway. That's what that admission means. That is how insane that was. I mean, look, it was so insane the federal government had to finally admit UFOs were real to distract people on the same day because they can't have them knowing it. Fuck, this is as crazy as the UFOs. I mean, this is plumb nuts. But you want to hear what's crazier? I did my podcast on this yesterday. It was a great podcast. You should listen to it. It's like 10 minutes long. Maybe 11 minutes with the music. I don't know. It's called Mind-Blowing FBI Immediately Knew Trump Russia Was a Hoax. So I put this up there, and I know it's coming. Okay? The liberal trolls are coming. This is how deranged they still are. It doesn't matter that you can look this up. It doesn't matter that you can look the testimony up. It doesn't matter that there are articles out there detailing that this was said. I get this comment from a liberal troll. What a bunch of BS. Russia has thousands of contacts with Trump administration. You need medical help, he says to me. I need medical help. I'm literally quoting the FBI agent in court who said, "Yeah, no, we realized it was fake and we knew it was fake as soon as he gave it to us. We knew the Trump Russia collusion hoax was fake 24 hours." And he says, "I need medical help." This is how deeply dug in the left is in their mental illness. And look, in a weird way, so I replied to his comment. I said, Russia has thousands of contacts with Trump. And I said, name five. Go ahead and post five below. Give me five. And I put, I'll wait. He didn't, because he can't. There aren't any. In fact, that was the key takeaway, remember, from the Mueller investigation. The only contact between Trump and Russia they could find was when they called the 1-800 number, literally the press line that the whole world uses, to the Kremlin to try to get a hold of them for questions they had about a condo deal it was a Trump Tower deal, I think, Trump wanted to do in Russia. Trump never eventually did it. They didn't know how to contact Russia. So they called the press line. You know, the one that New York Times, Washington Post calls for comment when they want comment from the Kremlin? That one. It's published on the internet. It's not a backdoor channel. So they still believe it. But you know what? The damage that has been done to these people's psyches, I get it. When you see the heads of the CIA and the FBI on a loop for 3 years come on your television and tell you Russia collusion's real and Putin owns and controls and runs Trump, It's really hard to readjust that mentally without something shattering, without something breaking, without the need of a straitjacket. And so there they are. It is easier psychologically for this guy to say, I need medical help, rather than for him to get on Google and read. There are mainstream media outlets who've covered this, and they still don't know. I mean, this is how crazy this country is. And they cover it up by admitting UFOs are real, because that's less crazy than this. Headline, UK Daily Mail. This should have been done ages ago. Furious parents blast Biden as he finally invokes emergency powers to stem baby formula shortage and orders Pentagon planes to fly in shipments from overseas. This is after weeks of stalling while kids went hungry. I guess it was finally the two ending up in the hospital, having to get fluids that must have done. It's a bad look for the... I mean, they don't care about babies or humans, but it's, you know, we're anybody in this country, really, but it is a bad look for them. So they finally did something about it. Amazing. Folks, you got to see this. I've got this up on my Twitter account. It's from Breitbart. And they've got a team in Mexico of journalists. Do some great reporting out of there. And you know what they did? They sent them to stores, big box stores in Mexican cities. Just to see, was there baby formula there? Can a third world country pull this off? Can they, or were there shortages? And you know what they found? No shortages. Shelves fully stocked, including right at the U.S. border, like right up against the U.S. border, like Matamoros, on the Mexican side. A third world country can somehow manage to provide babies with baby formula, including the specialty kind that was made at that Abbott lab that, you know, kids who have digestive problems have to have, or some of them will end up in the hospital, that stuff. Yeah. Mexico, y'all. Third world country. And here's the funny thing about this. Remember, the head of the Health and Human Services Department admitted that they have known on CNN that they have known about this since last fall, like since last year. I mean, that is unbelievable. They did nothing. And now that they're busted, they're all like, oh, well, we'll you know, enable the Defense Production Act. No. Get the FDA to get this business back in order. Get it up and running. The company wants to do it. It's unbelievable. So we're going to go full Defense Production Act. You know how many weeks ago we could have done that? Diverted the formula from the border and done the Defense Production Act. But they just don't care. This is, Elon Musk was talking about this. He's like, this is just a sloppy administration. They just can't get it together. They just aren't interested when people are hurt. They're just, it takes a lot to even get their attention. Oh, by the way, did you hear this? Do I have time? Yeah. Did you hear this from Elon Musk? And it is truly remarkable, by the way, to see Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, two Democrats, right? Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, two Democrats, laying it out this week as to why we have this inflation. It's not Putin. Here we go, Elon Musk.
I mean, the obvious reason for inflation is that the government printed a zillion amount of more money than it had, obviously. So it's like the government can't just, you know, have issue checks far in excess of revenue without there being inflation.
Yeah, it's essentially what Bezos said.
This is very basic. This is not like super complicated. If the government could just issue massive amounts of money and have and deficits didn't matter, then well, why don't we just make the deficit 100 times bigger? Okay. Yeah. The answer is you can't, because it will basically turn the dollar into something that is worthless. So, and various countries have tried this experiment multiple times. It's not like, oh, I wonder what happens if this is done.
Yeah.
Have you seen Venezuela? Like the poor people of Venezuela have been just run roughshod by their government. So obviously you can't simply create money.
Yeah, he's in trouble. You can't say that. Because it's true, and we don't say things that are true. Interesting that Jeff Bezos was actually the one that got that conversation going. Can't find a better Democrat Party loyalist. You know what that says? The wheels are coming off, and they can't take it anymore.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.